it's currently the 21st. In just 3 days, on the 24th of August, this Sunday, it's World Day for the End of Speciesism. Now, it's currently in its fifth year of global celebration, and this day aims to expose a bit of the speciesist discrimination that does happen, and what it is in an effort to protect the interests and rights of animals everywhere. So joining us on the Daily this morning to talk a little bit more about this day is Emily Rice, Outreach and Partnerships Liaison from PETA. Good morning, Emily.
Good morning.
So can you just explain what exactly is speciesism and speciesist discrimination? Sorry, lots of vowels in that word.
There is, yeah. They're a mouthful, that's for sure. So essentially, speciesism is a human supremacist worldview. So it's this misguided belief that one species is more important than another, in much the same way that sexism is a problem when society attributes a greater value and privileges to one gender over another, and racism does the same thing based on something as superficial as skin colour. Speciesism is this really unfair form of discrimination where we sort of say a dog is more important than a pig and a human is more important than both of them.
Well, what are the kind of implications? I'm sure we can all imagine, but just generally speaking, what are the implications of speciesism, especially for vulnerable animals?
Look, it's really actually wide-reaching. I think a lot of people sort of take any ism on its face value and kind of think of how it affects their day-to-day life without realising the global repercussions. When we talk about speciesism, it creates a lot of cruelty. You know, when you think about farming and, you know, fishing, hunting, all of those things, the routine kind of artificial insemination to breed animals and bring them into existence so that we can beat them and then eventually eat them. Aside, you know, as well as the global environmental destruction that we're seeing, you know, animal agriculture is a huge driver of climate change. So we're all experiencing that, which is a human rights issue as well. So it has really wide-reaching implications when we start to play these favourites, because it causes us to take actions that actually sit outside of our value, you know, our values of equality and equity and all of those things. And it takes us to a place where we're actually on the brink of environmental destruction, and we have the slaughter of billions, and in the case of sea animals, trillions of lives every single year.
I guess it's that whole idea of, you know, plastics seem to be more important than the lives of the sea animals, which then does have that onflow effect of affecting us because, you know, obviously our oceans, we need the fish in it for the oceans to thrive. What exactly does World Day for the End of Speciesisms, what does it involve?
We can call it WODES if you like.
Right, let's go with WODES.
So WODES is where animal rights activists around the globe and different various groups and people who are opposed to this get together to highlight speciesism, because as an ism goes, it's still a little bit under-recognised in regards to, you know, other fronts that people are fighting on. And I suppose it's about highlighting that it is a problem and that it's a really wide-reaching problem that affects millions of billions of lives. It also is about teaching people to challenge and critically think about what they're doing. So if you look at an example of speciesism, obviously the most blatant one is that humans see fit to eat other animals, you know, or use them at all. You know, animals have been proven to be sentient, so they have families and they have feelings, but we've prioritised ourselves above them. And that kind of prioritisation, it doesn't stand up to reason or logic or critical thinking. You can kind of question and challenge it down to a point where you realise that you can't treat a living, breathing animal the same way as you do an iPhone or a biro, but people still get locked into that pattern just because that belief system is kind of handed down to us. So it's about kind of going to people, it's a great day to take it as an opportunity to examine those core values and go, do I act in line with them? You know, I have a belief system about equity, but I'm a little bit hypocritical, or I'm a little bit morally inconsistent. And once you know better, you can do better.
Well, what about pets, though? Is pets a type of speciesism?
To a degree. We tend to refer to pets as companion animals, because companion animals are in a somewhat unfortunate position whereby they didn't ask to be domesticated and live with us, and yet they do, so we have an obligation to look after them. They're in a fortunate position, of course, that they are put on a pedestal and treated, in most instances, better than other animals, for example, animals which we refer to as farmed animals. But in reality, companion animals are just labelled differently to other animals. So it's the prejudice that lets us, you know, speak that way. You know, if you look at a lamb, they have exactly the same responses to stimulation as a dog. They wag their tail when they're happy. They will come to their name if they've given one and taught it, all of those things. And yet we have in our head that lamb is a dish and dog is a friend. So I think companion animals do fall into the problem, but they can also be key to the solution, because they can allow us to create a really great example where we can show someone a parallel between an animal that they've been taught to love and an animal that they've been taught to kill, and sort of open that questioning up again around what the difference is.
So I guess the point is, you know, I've got two cats who I love very dearly, and they're very spoiled. I think they've probably got a much easier life than I do. but I guess it's really applying the respect and, you know, love I have for them to all animals. That's kind of the point
that
I'm taking.
Right. Yeah, that's right. I think it's important to recognise that if you were to sit and have a bit of a meditation on those cats and what it is that makes them important and what it is that makes them worthy of that love, you can apply that same set of values across the board to any animal and realize that there's not a treatment that you would condone against a companion cat that we are condoning against everything from a racehorse to, you know, a fish. So I think it's a really nice opportunity to kind of examine the areas of your life where you might be unthinkingly, and just because of, you know, advertising and even storybooks that tell kids that animals are one thing and, you know, other animals are another, all of those beliefs that we've been built into us as we grow up, we get to a point where we can kind of go, wait a minute, have I ever questioned that? And this is a nice day to do it.
Sometimes I think I'm the companion rather than my cat.
Yes. I think cat people will mostly tell you that they're owned.
Yes, very much so. Well, for those who are looking to get involved with WODES, or World Day for the End of Speciesism, I did it, yay. how can you get involved? What kind of events are currently organised here in Sydney?
Right, so it's in its infancy, I suppose. Fifth Annual Day is still not you know, really far along, but you can have a search for WODES and have a look at the website that they've created. The World Day for the End of Speciesism has a great website which explains speciesism and talks about how you can get involved. We've got a petition at peter.org.au. If you hop on peter.org.au and check out speciesism, search speciesism, you'll find a petition where we've signed on to, and you can join us in signing on to an end to speciesism, and you can learn more about it. But I think the best thing you can do is, you know, spend your Saturday making choices that reflect the fact that you value animals, and that would be leaving them off your plates and out of your wardrobe.
Definitely a very important day to get involved with. Well, Emily, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure.
Likewise. That was Emily Rice, Outreach and Partnerships Liaison from PETA Australia, joining us on The Daily this morning to discuss a bit about the importance of World Day for the End of Speciesism.